insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us all with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْحَقِّ فَاعْفُوا وَاصْفَحُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
We discussed verse 110 in last session. I want to give a deeper understanding of one of the phrases in this verse. Before giving that, I need to explain something about our belief system. One of the points of our belief system is the issue of punishment in the hereafter. And also, one of the other things that we understand from the Holy Quran very clearly is the concept of eternal punishment. One of the doubts that is raised and one of the questions that is raised regarding that belief is if a person has committed a crime that took maybe a few seconds, maybe a few days, maybe they committed crimes their entire life, but their life was only 70 years, so why do they deserve eternal punishment? Now, in answering this question, many of the scholars have given different answers. One of the points that is raised in answering this question is something that is derived from this verse and similar verses in the Holy Quran. And that is that the reason why this question comes up and people ask, why is it that people are punished eternally or are given such, even if it's not eternal, the punishment is a lot more severe, they think, compared to the action and to the crime that was committed in this life. How can that be, and how would that go with God's justice? The reason why this question comes up is because people consider the issue of punishment and rewards in the hereafter as something that we deal with, or like the way we deal with punishments and rewards in this life. They think that in the same way that if a government or a sovereign makes the statement that if you do such and such, I will reward you, and if you do such and such, I will punish you, that after the action is done, he has a choice of punishing or rewarding, and that punishment and reward has nothing to do with the action. It's just a social contract that people living under that, well, sometimes don't even agree to, but by just living there, they are going to be bound by that. This is the way that we look at the punishments and rewards in the hereafter that this question comes up, that how could it be that God that is just, that is not like these kings that are ruthless, would punish someone eternally for a crime that they committed in this life, which is, you know, maximum of 70, 80, 100, 200 years of crime, and you're going to be punishing the person eternally. Well, that view that is the foundation for such a question is an incorrect view and an incorrect understanding of the system of divine punishment and reward of human actions in this life. The verse in Surah Baqarah, verse 110 that we described in the previous session, it has a very interesting, a very precise and in-depth statement regarding the rewards in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. The good actions, the good things that are good for you, that you send forth, are going to be found with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is definitely talking about the rewards that these people are going to be receiving in the hereafter. The interesting and the precise part of the verse is that you will find it, the action, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that action is the good that you have sent forth for yourselves. Based on this verse and other verses, it is understood that unlike the punishment system or the reward system in this life that is based on a social contract, the rewards and the punishments in the hereafter are actual results of the action itself. It is the effect of the action that a person burns in the hereafter. It is the effect of the action that they have performed in this life that is going to be giving them rewards in the hereafter. To make to give an example that we deal with in this life so we can understand it a little better than just the abstract concept that I just mentioned, it is comparing the punishment that one would receive if an action, or let's say a king would consider an action treason to him or disrespect to him, and he would order that person and sentence him to death. The person would die if they commit that action that the king or the sovereign is disliking and considers that a threat to himself. He is going to kill that person. So the person dies. You may consider that the effect of the action, but it's not actually the effect of the action. A person said something that sounded disrespectful to the sovereign. Well, that's one thing. The sovereign decides and he orders the person that has a sword in his hands or his people to kill that individual. That's another action. It is not the result of his action. To know how that works, or to understand that again better, is that, okay, if you had a different sovereign that didn't consider that disrespect, or if that same sovereign is there but he did not have any idea that this person has actually committed that act, the result of the action would not be that the person is going to be killed. But unlike that, we have the example of poison and venom. If I consume enough of a type of poison that's going to be lethal, that'll kill people, if I take that in, the effect and the result of that action is that I'm going to die. It's not like somebody else will decide, okay, shall I kill this person or shall I not kill that person? It is the actual result and the actual effect of what I have consumed and what I have chosen to do that is going to result in my death. So they say, based on this verse, or it is concluded based on this verse, and other verses too, this is not the only verse, inshallah, when other verses come up, we will explain again, that the actions that we perform in this life will result in the rewards, will result in the punishments in the hereafter. It is not like God will feel disrespected and on the day of judgment will say, okay, you disrespected me this many times, so I'm going to punish you eternally. That's not how it works. It is actually the actions that we are performing that are going to result in sin. It's like basically, when God tells us to stay away from something, to stay away from alcohol, to stay away from fornication, to stay away from adultery, it is because that has a result that is going to be devastating for us. It is like a parent telling their own child, stay away from the fire, stay away from poison. That's why God tells us to stay away from these things. So now we can understand a deeper meaning of what was explained in the previous session and is said in verse 110. And that is, you perform the actions. God tells us first at the beginning of this verse, pray, give charity. And then it says, you're not doing it for me. You're not benefiting or harming me. Whatever you do, you will find the result of the action, the effect of the action. You will find it on the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what you're doing. It's not like you will not be, or you can do this. It's not like that, you know, the example that I said, that someone does something and the people that are responsible and are in charge would not know about something that's occurring or anything like that. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly everything that we perform, and it is going to be, and all our actions are going to be dealt with in the hereafter. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the practices that will be benefiting us and not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار